Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. You know, last night at around, must have been 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, I got a text from my friend Phil. Now, for those of you that were listening to yesterday's show, I was talking about a conversation that I had with Phil, and you know, he was in desperate straits. I mean, he really was concerned that he was going to be let go from his job. He really, I mean, in his mind, he firmly believed, based on whatever evidence he had been receiving, that he was going to get fired or laid off or something in the upcoming months. And you know, when I talked to him about it a little bit, I got the sense that, you know, this isn't something that he just overnight came up with. This was something that had been stewing for a while, and he had experienced, you know, some downsizing when this COVID-19 thing started. He had actually been downsized a little bit, was basically told, we're going to let you work from home, but as a result of that, for that particular benefit, we have to reduce your pay. So, you know, he was happy to keep having a job, especially going into this COVID-19 thing. But now as we're, I don't know, maybe transitioning out of it, he was becoming more and more concerned that he was not going to be employed in the next 30, 60, or 90 days. I mean, his mind absolutely believed it. And it made me reflect upon a book written by Napoleon Hill called Think and Grow Rich. I have talked about it on this show. I know our founder and CEO, Del Walmsley, he has talked about it many times on his national radio show. But more importantly, it kind of hit me right between the ears that what was going on in Phil's mind was this. And it's the saying that Napoleon Hill coined, which is, I'll just say it for you, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, the mind can achieve. Now, normally we like to look at that from a standpoint of, hey, that's a good thing. That's a really good thing. As a matter of fact, this is going to help us get focused. This is going to help us shape our future. This is going to get us on the path to the road that we're trying to go down. But what I realized in Phil's mind, it was having the opposite effect. See, he was doing a bunch of research. He was doing a bunch of, I mean, he was talking with peers and stuff. You know, he was doing all kinds of things. And what he was doing was putting information into his mind that his mind was conceiving and it was believing. And I think he was on the road to achieving. I'll be honest with you. I mean, I think with all of these things going on in the world, he had actually put himself in a glide path to potentially being fired or being let go, because I think all of the things that were bothering him were affecting his mood. It was affecting his ability to focus on his work. And I'm not so sure that his work was at the forefront of what he hoped to achieve in his life. See, when we had our conversation, he was worried about retirement. I mean, that was pretty clear to me. And that's when I finally said, well, you know, I tried something a little bit different. And we had a conversation about that. And I kind of walked him through a little bit through what, you know, his financials were at the time. As of Wednesday night. And what I found was that he has a lot of money set aside, but he was going down this death spiral to nowhere. He could not see retirement in his future. He could not see a sustained job in his future. He could only see reapplying for jobs. And I'll tell you what, that had a negative effect on him. Well, I'm glad he and I had that conversation and we were able to work things out. So what happened last night was he texted me last night. I was already in bed. I think I was half asleep when the text came in. And it was just a simple text. And it said, here, I'll read it for you. It says, I did it. And then here's the, I guess these things are called emojis or something. I don't know what these things are. These little symbols that people put in text. There's a little fist bump symbol. There's little, like a bicep curl symbol. There's a exclamation point. There's another fist bump. And then there's these, I don't know. I even know how to describe these things. Just things that made me believe that he had achieved something. So I got this thing last night and I was like, all right, I got to call him up. So I got up out of bed and my wife was already asleep. So I had to get out of the bedroom and I called him up and I go, what'd you do? And he says, man, I did that online free workshop that you guys talk about. And yeah. He says, it made total sense to me. And I said, well, why shouldn't it make total sense to you? He says, I had no idea. I had no idea of the possibilities. And I said, well, that's what I was trying to tell you, Phil. And he says, I did it. I joined. I became a member. And I said, well, how do you feel? And he says, well, you didn't see my text. I mean, you can't hear my voice. I'm elated. And you know what? I could hear it in his voice. I had heard a change that had occurred in him just by attending one of our virtual free workshops. It's as simple as that. He was shown a path to retirement, a path to peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness that he had not been shown before. And even though I had, you know, along the way, you know, I kept dropping hints to him, hey, maybe you got to check out real estate, you know, and you know, I do that to all of my friends. And a lot of them look at me like I'm nuts, like I've got a third ear growing out of my eyeball or something. And, you know, I take it with a grain of salt. And Phil was kind of that way too. But Phil got himself to a point where he was so frustrated, he was so desperate, he was so concerned about his path going forward. He needed something to help change his perspective. And that's what that free workshop did for him. It helped to change his perspective. And I'll tell you what, you've got to change your perspective if you're not on the path that you're trying to go on. You really do. You need to step back, take a look at your situation, and ask yourself, am I going in the direction I'm trying to go in? And if so, am I going to get to where I'm trying to get to? When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about that on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Del Wamsley talks about finding that one thing that made sense for the lifestyle.
I looked at franchises. I looked at multi-level marketing. I looked at everything in the world. But nothing made as much sense as buying one simple little rental property.
Real estate is your best option. Real estate makes sense. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your first rental property. Join our live online free workshop to find out more. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. I've got a question for you. How old are you? Yeah, it's that simple. How old are you? It shouldn't be a hard one to answer, and I know everybody's yelling at the radio right now, so stop yelling at the radio. It is a question I ask basically in a, I don't even know how to describe the vernacular, but I ask it in the thought process of where are you starting from? Because forget about where you've been. Forget about it. It doesn't matter. It does not matter where you've been. What matters is where you are now and where you're planning to go. That's really what matters. And I ask the question, how old are you? Because it's going to make you sit back and think, well, I'm X amount of years old. But every one of you are in a different place in your life. Every one of you is in a different place in your journey through life. Every one of you has some expectation of where you're trying to get to. Now, for some of you, it's just making it through the end of the workday. I get that, man. I've been there. I've done that. I've slogged through those trenches, and it is difficult. It can be very difficult. Some of you, you're a little bit more cerebral. You're in a better place. You know that by the age of 70, you plan to be retired. You're going to have grandkids. You're going to have, you know, the big RV. where you can drive around the United States not having to worry about the price of gas or where you are going to stay, because you'll always have your home with you and you'll be able to tour and view the beautiful places this nation has to offer. Let me pick on that one just a little bit. 70 years of age. If you're currently 40 and you think it's going to take to the age of 70 to get yourself fully retired, I'll tell you what. Your mind is conceiving and believing that to be true. And your mind will achieve it. You will probably be retired by the age of 70. But what if there was a different path? What if you didn't have to do that? What if you could say, in 5 years or less, achieve retirement? What would you say then? Now, some of you would say, that is not possible. Others would say, tell me more. And others would sit on their hands because they just don't know how to respond. But I'm here to tell you, I used to be in that camp that I was going to be working until I was, 65 or 70 years of age. Really, 7 years of age, that's pretty much what I had factored out. When I put the sharp point of my pencil to the paper and I started, trying to figure all this stuff out. And by the way, I didn't start trying to figure out what retirement looked like until I was maybe the age of 35, somewhere in that neighborhood. I had been serving in the military for a while. I was kind of on cruise control because my career was the most important thing to me at the time. And then I met my wife. Well, she wasn't my wife when I met her, but I met her and she became my wife. And in doing so, it changed some of the parameters in my life, because no longer was I this, freewheeling, free spirit that could just, who was invincible, because I really thought I was invincible. I'll share with you. I had a stupid slogan that I lived by for a long time in my earlier ages, which was live fast, die young, leave a good looking corpse. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, I was well on my way to doing that. I was cavalier. I was a risk taker. I didn't care. And then I met my wife, and that kind of changed my whole outlook on things, because I realized now I had somebody else I had to worry about. And in doing so, I transitioned my thought process. I had to stop believing what I believed and started believing in something a little bit more conservative. Because what if, I departed the earth and left her a widow? What if? Well, I had some insurance out there and stuff like that. She'd be just fine, right? Well, I'd really never thought that through thoroughly. Just like I never really had thought retirement through thoroughly. You see, I had sat down with a financial planner. And you know what that financial planner told me? Told me that I could have everything I wanted. All I had to do was follow his advice. Invest in mutual funds, buy whole life insurance, save 6 months of savings as a reserve. That was a difficult path to follow, but we tried to follow it because we blindly believed that that was the way to true wealth and true happiness. And then 2008 hit. And you know what? We got crushed. We got crushed in 2008. For those of you that don't recall what happened in 2008, it was the perfect storm. It was when the real estate market collapsed. It's when the stock market collapsed, not once, but twice. Yeah, things were going bad. The country was tanking. Yeah, in a bad way. I remember it very well. I remember watching my so-called retirement account shrink. And I remember my financial planner saying, don't worry about it, man. Dollar cost averaging, it'll all be okay. But I had also bought real estate, and that real estate was tanking too, because I was following somebody else's plan, somebody else's map that left a lot of holes in the map. Didn't really teach me how to properly operate properties. Didn't really teach me the fundamental things that I needed to know. So I basically had two choices. I could let the real estate tank, give it back to the bank, mar my credit, which would have had a negative impact on my security clearance. Yeah, you got to remember, I was in the Army and I held a security clearance. I held a top secret security clearance. And things like bankruptcies, foreclosures, stuff like that, nasty stuff like that, has a negative effect on that clearance. So I had no other way of disposing of the properties. So what did I do? I pulled money out of my retirement accounts, which were going down on a daily basis, to pay the mortgages on the properties that I was incorrectly operating because I really didn't know what the heck I was doing. Yeah, it was a bad time. And during that time, I really believed that the only thing I would have for retirement was my pension. Yeah, because I, you know, the house of cards that my financial planner built for me, it crumbled. It crumbled all around me. And I chose my security clearance over anything else. You know, in hindsight, that probably was the smartest move. But had I had an effective map, I would have been on a different glide path, a completely different glide path. And I'll tell you what, we want to give you a completely different glide path. Like my friend Phil, I want you to attend one of our free workshops. We're doing them virtually right now, and you can find one at freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. Check it out, like Phil did, and you'll be a member too.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. So Napoleon Hill said this. He said, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, the mind can achieve. And on today's show, I'm giving you some feedback from my friend Phil. If you missed yesterday's show, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the radio tab, and all of our shows are archived there in the form of a podcast. So feel free to listen to that show. If you heard that show, maybe the show will make a little more sense to you than it does. I don't know. I'm not in your shoes. I don't know exactly what you're thinking. But I do know this. There was a time in my life when I felt exactly like Phil felt, where, you know, retirement was just something out there on the horizon. I wasn't sure if I was ever going to get to it. And if I got to it, I'd be able to get to it somewhere along the line and focus on it. And during the, you know, the meltdown of 2008, we were financially devastated. We really were. We lost a lot of wealth. We lost a lot of our invested money. And it took a long time to recover from that. In here, I'll just sweeten the pot for you. I'll just tell you something nobody else knows. In 2008, I was also transferred. And we had bought a home where we were previously living. Now, when the real estate market crashed, the home that I had purchased and put a bunch of money into to fix it up, because home prices were going through the roof back then, remember? You know, I basically bought a home for $700,000. I put 20% down. And then I put another $200,000 into the property to renovate it, to make it nice. So all in, I was at like $900,000 in this home. And the appraised value of this thing was supposed to be $1.1 million. And the thought process between my wife and I was this. We're on Easy Street. Things are going great. We're going to sell this home. We're going to pull all of our money back out of it. We're going to be doing wonderfully. And you know what happened? I got transferred. I had to leave my family behind because I couldn't afford to sell the property. I went forward. I lived in my RV for a year and a half until I was finally able to effect a short sale on my home. And that home that I bought for $700,000, I short sailed it for $365,000. Put a stain on my credit for 2 years. Forced me to be a renter. Yeah, you want to talk about low? I was at the lowest of lows. I really thought retirement was done. The only thing I had going for me was my pension. Because our investing philosophy was flawed. We had been receiving advice from different entities that were telling us to do certain things. And we were in California at that time. I mean, California, you Californians out there listening to this, you know exactly what I'm talking about. When you invest based on the hope of appreciation. Because you're not getting cash flow. You're not getting equity capture. You're not getting the tangible things that you should get when you invest correctly in real estate. Oh, and by the way, I was investing in my personal residence. Your personal residence, it's not an investment, folks. It's a liability. It costs you money every month. I mean, the home I live in right now costs me money every month. And when the air conditioning goes out, guess who gets to pay for it? I do. I'm not a tenant. I'm a homeowner. It has different connotations. So where am I going with all of this? Well, I'm really going to a place of where's your mind at? Where are you today in relation to your future? You know, I asked you in an earlier segment, how old are you? So think about it. Where you are today is the beginning of your journey to where you're trying to get to. And no matter what you think you've done as far as, you know, goal setting and financial planning and things like that, I would say that maybe you ought to question those things. Maybe you're getting advice based on society's goals and objectives for you. Yeah. See, at the age of 40-something-ish, I went from literally doing well financially to financial disaster, a financial catastrophe. It crushed me. And I came out of it. The only thing I had was these duplexes that I had bought that I managed to struggle to hang on to that were still losing me money every month. Because I was stuck on a flawed philosophy for investing. It didn't work. It was problematic. So you have to ask yourself, what does the journey look like for you? Do you know how you're going to get retired? Do you know how long it's going to take to get retired? Do you even know what retirement looks like? These are questions you have to ask yourself. In our free workshop that we do, we present you with relevant facts and statistics that help make you question those concepts, those beliefs. See, a lot of you think that you're on a glide path to success. You're listening to your financial planner. You're stuffing money into your 401k or your IRA. Or maybe you've got one of the last pensions that are out there. Well, let me tell you something about pensions. I'm a recipient of two of them. They don't provide enough income to meet my ordinary monthly expenses. They don't. Now, there are probably better pensions out there than the one I got. I don't know. I didn't get those. I got one that paid me one-third of what I was making when I was serving on active duty. And that was a financial catastrophe, too. Because I came home from war, retired, basically was told to retire. I thought I was going to get promoted, wound up being selected for retirement. And I retired at the age of 50. You want to talk about going nowhere fast? That was me. And people say, oh, you were fine, man. You've got a pension. Yeah, not so much. So when my friend Phil contacted me the other day, I could tell that he was going through some of the disturbing challenges that I had gone through. And you know what? When he texted me last night, it was awesome. I knew that he had finally come to see things the way that I had learned to come to see things. Because I took a chance on Lifestyles Unlimited. You know, I had gone to other seminars and none of it made any sense to me. None of it provided me legitimate information I needed to make an informed decision on what path to take. And Lifestyles Unlimited did that. When I went to the free workshop, I was bitter. I didn't think it was going to work. I was Mr. Skeptic. But I at least sat there for an hour and a half, and I listened to the information that was presented to me. And as much as I tried to discount the information or try to destroy it, I couldn't, because it made perfect sense. It made logical sense to me. So I became a member, just like Phil did last night. He became a member. He's on his way to financial freedom. He doesn't know how close he is. I do. He doesn't. Because none of us know how close we really are. Now, I'll tell you what. I thought it was going to take me 5 years to retire. I did it in two, following the principles and techniques that Lifestyles Unlimited taught me. And you can do it too. We'll be back right after this.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Walmsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in the real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
So I have to ask you the question, what do you believe? What exactly do you believe? Are you going to be able to retire? Are you going to be on a glide path to working until you die? Do you have a particular end state of goal in mind? In other words, you're age X, by age Y, you intend to be retired and have Z amount of income. And where's that income going to come from? Is that income going to come from different sources that are paying you passively on a monthly or a quarterly basis? Or is that income going to come from a big pile of money that you amassed that you're going to slowly start whittling down and hope that you don't outlive that money? And there's a lot of you out there that think, oh, I'll never outlive the money. See, I've got Social Security I can rely on. Yeah, Social Security. There's another Ponzi scheme for you. You know, if you look at the amount of money that you inject into the Social Security system and you forecast how much money you're probably going to take out, it's a net lose. It really is. I mean, once you factor in things like inflation and other economic things, you've been better putting that money under a rock. My opinion, completely my opinion, but I think my opinion's correct. And for some of you out there, that is your retirement plan. You know, I'm paying into Social Security. The government's going to take care of me. Is the government going to take care of you? Look, I just buried one of my relatives earlier this year. She was almost 90 years old. She was getting Social Security. She was getting $940 a month. You try living on $940 a month. Can't do it, can you? Heck, your car payment is probably more than $940 a month. For some of you it is, some of you are a little more frugal. The thing that kept her afloat, provided her the differential between what she needed to live off of and what Social Security paid her to live off of. I'd say that right? Doesn't matter. With passive income. See, the one thing that she had going for her was that she owned one piece of real estate that was providing her passive income on a monthly basis. It was producing approximately $1,600 a month in passive income for her. That's a lot more than what Social Security was doing for her. And the ironic thing is, the only reason why she had the passive income was because her long life partner, who had passed away, left her that piece of property. And she was able to make ends meet. Because I tell you, she didn't have a retirement plan. That was her retirement plan. Fortunately for her, it worked out. So what's your retirement plan? What's your game plan look like? You're going to have a big pile of money, and then you're going to go out and buy the nice yacht, buy the million-dollar house, buy the big RV, buy all the toys, all those things the materialistic America wants you to procure, and finally get around and enjoying your life at the age of 70. I guarantee you that whatever you think retirement looks like for you right now may not be the reality that you live through when you get there. Now's the time to take action. Now's the time to kind of peel back the curtain and see what's back there. Because retirement is important. I'm here to tell you it's very important. I finally achieved retirement. I didn't achieve retirement based on the pensions that I received. I achieved retirement by producing assets that produce passive income. And it's those passive income streams that come in that got me over the hump. And now the sky's the limit. Now I don't have to worry about making my ends meet. I don't have to worry about my bills. I have plenty of money coming in that takes care of all of that, and then some. So now for me, it's all about the lifestyle. See, I surpassed retirement. Now I'm working on something even more exciting. But a lot of you think that retirement is the end-all be-all. And I'm here to tell you, it's not. It's just a step along the way. And how you choose to live your life when you get to that point is a functionality of the resources you have available to you. Think about it for a minute. Seriously, think about it. Are you going to get to where you think you're going to get to? And I would tell you, for the vast majority of you listening to me, you may not get there. At least when you get there, it's not going to be what you conceive it to be. So what I want you to do is I want you to take a step back and rethink the current path that you're on. Because I would be the first one to tell you that path you're on is the path that society put you on. It's the path that society put me on. The path my friend Phil was put on. And last night, Phil had an epiphany. A huge one. I had that same moment 3 years ago. Yeah, believe it or not, we're just a couple days away from my 3-year anniversary as a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. Really thought it was going to take me 5 years to retire. Took me 2. Blew me away. So for the last year, I've been focused on how do I make retirement better by creating a lifestyle that I've always wanted. See, now the goal is obtainable. It's reasonable. It's measurable. And all those buzzwords that they teach you in graduate school. So where are you at? Where do you choose to be? Are you ready to change your path? And I'll tell you what, it doesn't take much more than an hour and a half of your time to at least listen to what we've got to tell you. Because what we tell you will have an impact on where you're at right now and where you're trying to get to. It will. It will make you question the path that you've chosen or the path that society puts you on. Because after all, isn't retirement wrapped up into our jobs now? Isn't that part of our employment package? And really, isn't the IRA or the 401k just a way to keep retirement off the back of the companies that hired you? It's win-win for them. May not be win-win for you. Something you need to peel back the onion on and really think about a little bit. I'm serious about that. If you're ready to take action, if you're ready to change your life, freeworkshoplivestream.com. Go there, select a free workshop that'll be delivered to you virtually. You'll have the opportunity to interact. You're not just going to be somebody there listening. We want you to be a part of the content. We want you to get the content. And we want you to make an informed decision going forward. And when you do that, you're also going to get an incredible offer to become a member of our organization. It's all part of it. And it's available to you, like it was made available to me and my friend Phil, who's now a member. FreeWorkshopLivestream.com. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.